USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stantz. Republicans on New Year's Day for a fourth straight day blocked attempts from Democrats to push through $2,000 stimulus checks. The Senate voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, Trump calling the actions of Congress pathetic. The president vetoed another bill, one that was passed with bipartisan support of both houses of Congress last month. It gradually eliminates the use of large-scale drift nets in the fishing of federal waters off the coast of California. A federal judge has dismissed a last-ditch effort led by Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the presidential election when Congress formally counts the Electoral College votes next week. Heavy snow, ice, and power outages are gripping the northeastern U.S. Conditions expected to worsen through Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation.
Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns.
And of course, this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341.
Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off.
888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
As the new coronavirus strain shows up in the U.S. and other countries, what about the vaccine?
New variants of a COVID-19 strain are being found across the country, the latest being Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling NBC News they are not considering changing the dosing requirements and variants for the vaccine due to the new strain.
Right now, we're not doing that. But in discussions that we've had about what the options are, certainly that has not been completely rejected. But that's not going to happen right now. You have to remember that when you're doing things like administering vaccinations, you want to do it based on the science.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Florida Health Department says a man in his 20s in Martin County was not traveled recently as the state's first case. Earlier this week, Colorado and California announced their first cases of the new variant. UK scientists believe it to be more contagious than previous strains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Top rate. Alabama will play in the program's fifth college football championship game in 6 seasons after beating number 4 Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl. Their opponent, Ohio State. In the first Rose Bowl not played in Pasadena since World War II, the Crimson Tide took it to the Fighting Irish 31-14 at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Alabama head coach Nick Saban.
We're excited about this. This was a great win for us. We knew this would be a tough game, and it certainly was. And, you know, we'll learn what we need to learn from it so that we have a chance to improve and get better.
Ohio State handed Clemson their second loss, 49-28. Buckeyes coach Ryan Day.
Very happy for this team after such a long journey to get here after last season. It's something that weighed heavy on us after this game.
7-0 Ohio State versus 12-0 Alabama. College football championship game on January 11th. In the NBA Friday, the Mavericks over the Heat 93-83. Grizzlies top the Hornets 108-93. Pistons hold off the Celtics 96-93. Hawks get by the Nets 114-96. Wizards take down the Timberwolves 130-109. Bucks all over the Bulls 126-96. Lakers beat the Spurs 109-103. It was the Jazz 106, Clippers 100. Suns edge the Nuggets 106-103. And the Trailblazers blow out the Warriors in San Francisco 123-98. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.